Recovery 101, yeah, with your hosts Bruce, Shelley, and Mark. They want to talk with you, joke with you, and tell you the facts. They want to see you in recovery, working those steps. And when you're through, they want to chat with you. Put down the jack in the crack and take a step on back and go to a meeting and keep coming back. And then tune to recovery101.net. And when you're through, they want to joke with you.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Courtney for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANEOACAGAPASLASLASLAACRRRMMDRAHAPACGAFAIRSMART or any of them there, guys.
The NSA, CIA.
The opinions are ours and ours alone.
His.
Blah, 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 blah.
Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always with
Shelley.
And Mark.
We had a little pause there waiting for Shelley to pick up her mic.
I forgot that I needed a mic.
As always.
Shelley would just talk.
Yeah. I would. I'd just start talking.
She starts hunting for her microphone.
Be awesome. Be awesome.
Yeah, they wouldn't be able to hear me. It'd be perfect.
So, Mark.
Yeah.
You were briefly mentioning somebody made a comment about something. Oh, it's perfect.
Yeah, we're going to take off half our audience.
You know, I try to not do this anymore. I try to be careful. It's like the mob. I try to get out and
one of
draw
shows,
me back in.
One of the shows that's had the most listens over time
was the deconstruction.
Was AA versus NA versus CA.
That's right. So, no, just sitting at breakfast and talking about recovery, and the people next to us at the table next to us had just come from an NA meeting. So one of the guys at our table said, yeah, I go to AA and CA. And the guy goes, CA? Are they even still around? What are people doing there? And I turned around and said, well, I don't go to NA because nobody there stays sober.
Ow. Ooh. But the guy had like 25 years.
Yeah.
You can direct your mail to...
Well, but am I wrong?
Well, you know, the thing is...
Well,
am I?
Some of them... Obviously, people do stay sober. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a gazillion NA meetings.
Well, no, but... So how many people at NA talk about staying sober?
Not a one.
Why?
Because they don't use the word sober.
Yeah, because obviously that doesn't exist in the English dictionary.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. Shelley, you had some choice words.
And then
about
I went
that.
Kicked his. Then I went kicked his bike over as I was leaving.
Yeah, no, I don't want to repeat my choice words.
Yeah,
the whole issue. Never mind. Don't even go there.
No,
don't even go there.
When you said that, when he said, "What are people doing in CA?" You'd say,
"Yeah, staying sober."
Staying clean and sober.
No, just you know, one word is a good enough descriptor for me. And I don't care. I don't care which one it is.
Not getting looted.
Yes. Not ending up with my head in a bucket at the end of the night.
You know, my thing has always been, I was at a meeting one time. It was an NA meeting. A guy said he was, he'd been sober for X amount of time. The next three people sharing in a row were just lambasting this guy for saying the word sober. And he said he was an alcoholic addict, too. And, of course, you know, me, ready to jump in the fray.
Yes.
I raised my hand. I said, I'm Bruce. I'm an alcoholic addict. And if looks could kill, I would have been dead.
Yeah.
And they're like, dude, we just talked about that. And I said, and you know what? If the biggest thing I have to bitch about today is that someone said sober in an NA meeting, my life's pretty effing good. You know, because I remember when the biggest thing I had to bitch about was I'm homeless and I got a needle hanging out of my arm and it looks like rain.
Yeah.
You know, now that I'm in a meeting with multiple decades of sobriety saying, you know, hey.
Yeah.
It ain't a big deal.
At least not to us. But to them, it is a very serious
deal. To some people, it is.
Yeah, easily get their panties into a twist.
I would say the same thing about AA as well.
Yes, AA does too. There are lots of meetings where they're like, you can't say that. We don't talk about drugs here.
I did the same thing in an AA meeting. This gal Camille just went to rail this guy for saying he was an alcoholic addict.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, my name's, right after her, after she shared, I said, my name's Bruce, I'm an alcoholic addict. I said, as a matter of fact, I was just reading the chapter out of the big book the other day, Dr. Alcoholic Addict.
Yes.
And it seemed like it would be okay to talk about and share about anything from the book.
Yeah.
She didn't.
What did you do about that hole that got burned through your chest?
Yeah, she didn't.
She still has it.
Yeah, she didn't like that very much.
You know, Rule 62.
Yep. Can't take ourselves too seriously because the minute we do, we're dead.
Awesome. Oh, my goodness.
Who's the lead-out music by?
Yeah. We haven't even done a show yet.
And we just did a show. Yes. Yeah.
Well, it's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze.
Okay. Now, get off my cord.
Hey, you, get off of my cord.
Oh. I knew that was going to happen.
I should have said
cord. How did we go there together, though? I should have said
cord.
Yeah.
And I thought cord. About it, I but cord. I wasn't sure which way you were going to go.
I said cord.
Oh, brother. Now, let's see. I've got to scroll down to find, because we had a little computer problem after the last show. We did the alligator. Oh, okay. We are in.
Okay.
We are in Hagerstown, Maryland.
We are?
Yes.
Hagerstown?
Hagerstown, Maryland.
Sammy Hagerstown?
Yeah. Guy owns everything. Yeah. Is that tequila there?
He's got the Cabo Wabo Hagerstown.
22-year-old Yadina Morales gets the award for biggest waste of water.
Oh, I love these.
Yes, she decided it would be a really great idea to get blind drunk and then try to breastfeed her 2-month-old child.
They sleep well when you do that.
No, what happened? They sleep forever.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, because she was so drunk, she slumped over on top of the infant and smothered it.
Oh.
So that's,
Shelly.
Well, intoxicated. It was boozy news.
Bad.
It is. That's why I'm saying she... Oh. Am I right? Am I right? She wins the useless waste of water.
Well, there's only one. That's probably the worst story you could give in an AA. I mean, I was so drunk, I slumped over on my infant and killed it. That's worse than the Exxon Valdez captain.
Yeah. Yeah, what's your story?
Crashed my oil tanker into the coast of Alaska. Destroyed the ecosystem for the next 60 years.
Thank you for sharing. Everybody applauds.
Cost $12 billion in cleanup.
Thank you for sharing. Yeah, thank you all for paying for it.
Killed countless animals.
So, she has been arrested. So, obviously.
If they need a sober coach for her, I'm available.
You need some gloves to go with that?
Bang,
bang. That's funny. We were just talking about the TSA on one of the previous shows. This happened in England. Lady,
the TSA in England?
Well, they're security. They're equivalent. They just call it the airport security.
They got
idiots
there, too.
Yeah.
Apparently, they do. Lady Kelly Hadfield Hyde and Anne Chadwick.
Three names.
Well, they're friends. They were on their way to a vacation in Malta. They were at the airport. They got arrested for this, but they are contesting this. They were at the Manchester airport at 6 a.m. The security officer, who did not speak very good English, kept pointing to their clothing and saying, off, 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 all off. So they kept taking off their clothes till they got down to, like, their bras. And they're standing in the airport in their bras. And because the security officer keeps pointing to their clothes
I
saying,
join
off,
the TSA.
Off, all off. So
what did he mean?
They don't know. The two women don't know.
Wow.
Now, when they went to the preliminary hearing for this in court, they denied that they were drunk because that was what the security officers accused. Well, they must have been drunk because they took off all their clothes.
That's what I'd say.
I love this.
Now, they were not administered, according to the story, they were not administered a drunk test or a breathalyzer or anything like that. But they said... No, we weren't drunk. He kept telling us to take off, off, all off.
Have we found out what he meant yet?
No, because it doesn't say in the story. They haven't gone to their final trial, their court trial date.
Oh.
So.
I'm trying to think of what it could possibly be.
So I'm hoping that we'll get an update to that.
One of them had their cell phone on.
Yeah.
Something off, like off, that. Off, didn't know the words off. For cell
phone. Can't use a cell phone
off,
on, the,
off.
On the plane.
Pointing. Off.
Now, you guys remember when we did the story about the Russian protest band Pussy Riot?
Yes.
Yes, and the two of them went to jail, actually.
Yes.
Because they're the ones that do their crap in the nude with like things over their faces so that nobody knows who they are.
Yes.
Well, they obviously found out two of them where they went to jail. Well, one of them, Nadezhda Tolokonnikova.
Got it.
Yeah, right. Woohoo.
That's a sexy name. Especially if you could pronounce it.
Yeah, she got 2 years. She's been in jail for about a year, actually. We did that story about a year ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Seems like it was only yesterday.
Yeah, I know. But
all
she,
my troubles seem so far away.
In the time-honored,
they're here to stay.
In the time-honored fashion of the Russian penal system, she has disappeared. her husband has not heard from her for 10 days.
Czech,
hasn't
Siberia.
Been able
Gulag.
To see her. He was not given any news. Was just told that her location was now being kept secret. He's her husband, and they won't let him have any information about his wife. Now, he's assuming, obviously, she's been trucked off to the Gulag, so he goes up to Siberia and starts looking. And no one that he's talked to has seen her or anything.
God bless and, America.
Yeah. Soviet Express card, don't leave home.
Period. So her family is very worried about her. And yeah. I included the story because I'm worried about her, too, because yeah. I think they were kind of awesome.
Yeah. You remember the guy, Yakov Smirnov?
Yep.
He said when he first came to the United States, he got off a plane. There was this huge billboard that says, America loves Smirnoff. He goes, what a country.
What a country. our whole system of laws here is terrible. It's the worst except for all the others.
Except everything else is much worse. Okay, you know the song, I Like Big Butts and I Cannot Lie, Sir Mix-a-Lot?
Yep.
He may have actually been onto something.
Yeah, he's getting laid by all kinds of big-butted chicks, I'll tell you that.
A study done by the University of Oxford has found that women with larger hips and buttocks tend to be healthier than those that aren't, that don't have that, those attributes. They have lower levels of cholesterol and are more likely to produce more hormones that metabolize sugar faster. As a result, they have lower rates of high cholesterol, heart disease, and diabetes.
So a little junk in the trunk's okay, huh?
Apparently, I am the healthiest person on this street.
She's got the honky-tonk, but donk-a-donk.
My butt is so healthy.
I'm about to die.
Apparently.
Bruce is wasting away to nothing there.
I got tight dudes.
He got two sticks going up to his lower back.
He has a cute little tushy.
That's my best feature. The women always used to say, we hate to see you go, but we love to watch you leave.
Oh.
You still like to break up with her just to watch her walk out on me?
Yep.
Now, the only reason this is a news story is because the police are baffled as to how this ended up happening. Because it's, you know, somebody reported that their home was broken into and they were robbed. So the police come, right?
Yes, they do. Eventually.
When the police arrive there, they discover that what was stolen was a pack of cigarettes. That was it.
That's it?
Now, this happened in Newport,
Florida,
which is exactly the kind of place where they would get a 911 call for a pack of cigarettes. And it happened in Newport, Florida. I wonder if it was the Newport cigarettes.
You know, cigarettes are, they might have bought a pack out of like some convenience store and paid like $7 or $8.
Right. That's true.
Serious.
That's
in
practically,
Seattle, $10.
Yeah, that's practically grand theft, actually, when you think about it.
New York, it's ridiculous, too. South Carolina, cheap.
Yeah, I'll bet.
The tobacco.
A lot of tobacco farms there.
Oh, yeah, Tobacco Row.
Isn't that where Al Gore's tobacco farm is, or his family's was,
that is
or
Tennessee,
is.
Isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is Tennessee.
Yeah. Not that I keep track of Al Gore, but
he was real happy the other day
when
NASA announced that there was 1,600 square miles of new Arctic ice. They're not sure why.
Global warming.
Global cooling is what they said.
Global warming.
in Calhoun, whatever, Georgia. Some parents are a little bit perturbed right now. Now that Halloween is over and they've gone through all their children's candy
and ate it all.
Was it laced with marijuana?
No.
like last year.
However, many of the children's bags contained flyers and business cards for an online adult store.
That's beautiful.
That is.
I love that. Discounted rate to the Key Club.
A saleswoman that lives in the area for an adult supply company that runs out of Las Vegas, but she has an online storefront. She put the cards inside little bags of candy and gave out the bags of candy to the kids.
You know who's more pissed about it than the mothers who found them?
The fathers.
The mothers who the dads went through the candy and they didn't find them.
Yeah, they're like, hey, did you find some? No, I did not.
I did not.
Let me look at your browser's history.
Yeah.
The company is called Passion Parties.
It sounds very up
really?
And up.
Passionparties.com?
I don't know if that's the website. Her particular,
I'm guessing it might be.
We'll know in about a half hour.
Well, no, her particular, because this company has, it's like Avon, you know, they have representatives.
They have the parties where the girl comes and brings a bunch of toys.
Yeah, vibrators and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
So.
Shelly hosts those all the time.
No, I don't. So anyway, Passion Parties, the company has said that they have shut down the woman's website pending disciplinary action against the representative.
Well, and let me tell you the way that probably works. She has a website that's like passionparties.com/ whatever her name is.
Right.
Right.
But there are many people that will just go to passionparties.com.
Right.
Yeah, they shut her down.
Yeah.
They got a shitload of publicity for nada.
And we did our part.
Yeah, we just helped.
That's true.
Yeah.
You can send your check.
You can put a link up on our site. Check out our sponsors.
Yes.
That'll raise the activity, won't it?
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
And also, along the lines of strange things that kids get in their Halloween bags, in Albuquerque, New Mexico, A-L-B-U-Q-U-E-R-Q-U-E, a bunch of children came home with anti-abortion flyers attached to candy in their bags.
Since when did people start advertising in Halloween?
Because
you know what? Dreamland Mattress, I'm thinking.
What were you? Yeah, why weren't you handed out?
And you know what I'd do? I'd put them on like full-size Hershey bars or something because every kid will talk about it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did you get a lot of trick-or-treaters?
Yes.
We always do.
I got one group of four.
Well, and what's weird is right up the street from us, there are is like a conglomeration of like three or four churches, and they do this huge thing called trunk or treat.
Which is stupid.
Where there are dozens and dozens and dozens of cars with trunks open to teach the children that it's okay to go up to cars you don't know and ask for candy.
Ask for candy.
That was mine. And you just stole it.
I did.
You had your opportunity.
I co-opted it.
You had three shows to use it.
Well, and the worst part about that, though, is they think this is safer for their wee snowflakes, but it's really not, because if your kid does get tainted candy, that person just closes their trunk and drives away. You have no idea who they were. If the guy two doors down puts razor blades in your kid's apples, you know where he lives.
Thanks for giving everyone that idea for next year, Shelley.
And what's more, if you are giving out apples on Halloween, you are clearly wrong.
Maybe you're a dentist.
This is not the holiday for health. This is the holiday to eat half a bag of candy and barf in your mom's purse.
I thought that was Easter.
We had a lady, we had a lady down the street. She gave out apples one year. They were dipped in fresh caramel.
Oh, well,
they
that's different.
Wonderful.
That was different.
My mom used to make these things called whoopie pies, and she'd bake them, and we used to give them out. And kids would be, I mean, she'd make dozens and dozens and dozens of them, and the kids would come back over and over again trying to get more.
We had a lady four doors down, had to be 100 years old. She gave up powdered sugar donuts that she made fresh.
Oh, my God.
Right there in the kitchen. You came to the back kitchen door to get them.
Yeah, but most areas, you can't do that anymore. You can't do home bakes. You used to be able to. There was a woman across the street when I was a kid.
This was 1967, Shelley. You can do it.
Back then, you could. But
no one's going to eat them.
Yeah, no one's going to eat them. When I was a kid, the woman across the street from us made fresh caramel popcorn balls.
Oh, I love that.
I love those.
Oh, my God.
Those were so good.
The
anyway.
Best thing was the next block, we had a family that owned a small circus. They used to set up
they'd give you, you know,
they
miniature
set up a
ponies.
Maze, and when you came out of the other end of the maze, they had their cotton candy machine going.
Oh, that's awesome.
And
that's
they
awesome.
Were spinning fresh cotton candy.
My daughter had a cotton candy machine at her baby shower.
Yeah, she did.
Swear to God.
Might not be the right place for it.
Let's see. We should do one
How's
more.
How's the news going, Shelley?
Okay, I got a couple more we could do, even though we're past time, but that's
okay.
That's right.
Our topic sucks.
In Des Moines, Iowa,
okay.
A 52-year-old woman called the police because her friend kind of got a little ticked off and got violent when she threw away his, what they're calling, used cigarettes. The suspect went over to her apartment. There are no names listed in the story.
Yeah, joints?
No. They were regular cigarettes.
Oh, that's so fun.
The suspect went to her apartment, hung out for a while, asked if she had any cigarettes. She said, no, I'm out. So he went around to the apartment building with all little ashtray thingies and collected butts. And then brought them over to her house. And while he was occupied with something else, she thought it was trash and threw it away because they were cigarette butts. He claimed he was saving them for later and got violent with her. And she had to call the police. He turned over the end table, broke a bunch of glass items, threw her computer on the ground, grabbed her hair, put his hands around her neck over cigarette butts.
Wow. Put his hands around her neck should have been number one.
I'm thinking maybe he just, dude, get a vape or something.
I'm guessing he doesn't have much money. Considering vapes are like $70.
That's true. But, I mean, you know, a pack of cigarettes in Des Moines is probably $4.
Even you can buy like 15 packs for the price of a vape.
Even when she was on the phone with the police, he came up behind her, grabbed the phone, and threw it over the balcony.
Ship this guy some nicotine gum.
Something. Jeez, old Pete. All right, now, and we have...
You thought heroin withdrawal was bad.
Yeah.
Nicotine.
Nicotine is a really tough one. Coast Guards were called in Herne Bay.
Oh, thank God it was somewhere near water. Because that'd be bad if you, like, called them to, like, Nebraska.
Two men that out on a boat decided it would be fun to go skinny dipping, so they stripped off and leaped into the ocean.
That is fun.
They had been drinking.
This is not going to turn out well for them.
Actually, it turns out okay. One of the men was almost immediately brought in by a passerby or whatever with a life ring. You know, somebody threw him a ring. The other one lost consciousness.
He started humping the ring.
And started floating off.
Fortunately, he must have been on his back.
Yeah. The Coast Guard obviously picked him up. And the paramedics said that they believe that the amount of beer he had drunk was probably what kept him alive. Because the water temperature, this is up north, way up north, northeast, Herne Bay, the water temperature was like 40 degrees.
Oh.
And wow. He had been in the water for over 45 minutes.
Ooh. Oh, my goodness.
But because he had had so much beer, his metabolism, his body was so slowed down that it helped him, it staved off hypothermia
Alcohol doesn't freeze.
Right, long enough for him to be rescued.
I was thinking it was the carbonation that kept him afloat. Yeah.
Yes, so.
But it does dissipate at 127 degrees.
This is one of those times when alcohol saved a life.
Wow.
Doesn't happen very often.
If you're going to go skinny dipping in the ocean, drink more beer.
He had apparently consumed 8 beers in a very short period.
Craig Ferguson, he said that one time, the talk show host. He said that was going to commit suicide, and he stopped by the bar because he didn't want to tell me he was committing suicide, so he said he was going home for the holidays. And the guy goes, well, the transport's not running today. It's Christmas. He goes, why don't you just stay here and have a sherry? And he goes, you know, he poured me the kind of sherry that only an alcoholic can pour, a venti sherry. And he goes, I had a couple of them. I forgot all about killing myself. And he goes, alcohol saved my life.
Yes. For now.
Yeah, for now. And that, my excellent friends, is the end of the Boozy News.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
We're back.
Welcome back.
Your dreams were your ticket out.
Welcome back.
To the same old place that you laughed about.
Shout out.
To the New Way Foundation.
And Sober College.
At selfwillhappens.com. So, Shelly.
Our common welfare should come first. Personal progress depends upon CAA unity.
Wow. Pick an A of your choice.
Yeah.
You asked me what the topic was.
First tradition.
Yeah, progress.
Personal.
Recovery.
Is it progress or recovery?
Our common welfare should come first. Personal progress depends upon CA unity. AA unity. NA unity. OA unity.
I don't think so.
It might be recovery.
Our personal recovery depends upon. Yeah.
I love the fact
that pretty darn sure
we have
about
a time
that.
In this room that we're going, huh?
I'm not going, huh?
Okay.
Personal recovery.
Okay.
Yeah, this is personal recovery.
You were just trying to be simpatico.
I was trying
to
help.
Me.
He was trying to help you out,
Shelly.
You know, 90% of the time you can get that all past Bruce. He was on it tonight.
It's because, you know, I've heard those things so many times ad nauseum that mm-hmm. when someone does.
So have I.
It's kind of like, Shelly will attest to this, we'll be at like a big book study, and I've read the book so many times by going to big book studies for 24 years that I'm listening, well, actually longer, like 30 years, and I'm listening, and I'll know like what the next sentence is. And
yeah. And it's really annoying because you say it out loud.
And we'll get friends that, you know, like we have one particular friend, he does a great job when he reads. Because he adds all kinds of crap in. Like, tons of stuff.
Yes.
He'll be like, you know, our common welfare should come first. Welfare, here comes checks, come on first.
Yeah. Shelly, what's the record for the fastest 12 traditions being read at a meeting?
57 seconds.
Shelly speed reads them.
That was me. Well, at first, part of the problem is when I'm reading aloud... Mm-hmm. If I try to slow myself down, I'll start to stutter and trip over words. I don't know why that is. It just is.
That's all, folks.
But then I realized that my speed and I was hitting like I think Greg was clocking me at like a minute 15 seconds. Mm-hmm. But then I realized that my speed reading had a side benefit of getting to the cigarette break faster. So I was like, well, I could definitely speed this up.
So are we having a conversation about how detrimental that is to the program?
Yes, it is. And so I slowed back down and, in fact, added pauses.
Epic pauses?
No, not epic pauses. Pauses to breathe.
So, Shelly, you, of all the people I know,
yes.
I think you have read the 12 traditions more times than anyone I know.
I always read the 12 traditions at meetings that I go to. I always ask to.
So, tell us about tradition number one.
Tradition number one. Whether or not we will survive the sinking ship depends upon all of us bailing the same boat.
Wow,
that
would
have been awesome final words.
Oh. Well,
instead of opening comments.
So who's the lead on music by Shelly? She's like, okay.
Yes, it's definitely, the program is definitely an all for one, one for all sort of proposition. You know, what it says in a lot of the CA meetings when they have the opening literature, it says, the 12 traditions are to the group what the 12 steps are to the individual. Mm-hmm. You know, and
that was going to be my final words. Thanks, Shelly.
Sorry. Well, within
stole
the
my
group,
thunder.
Within the group, you know, we're very much interested in the progress of each member. But if any one member does anything that's detrimental to the group doesn't survive. The member doesn't survive.
That's true. Depends upon the unity of the program.
Yeah.
If there's no unity in the program, there is no program. There is no meetings. There is nowhere for us to go. Would be my opinion. What do you think, Mark?
The thing about the traditions are it's hard to go much beyond that. There you go. That's pretty much what the tradition says.
Well,
so I got a question. Just so people can be ready in advance, because we've been asked, we've had many comments about when we were doing the steps about doing the traditions. Are we going to do all the traditions, do you think, or are we just going to, like, pot shot a few of them?
We should probably pot shot. I don't know. It depends.
He thinks we should pot shot the big ones, I guess. But you know what? I think we should probably do all of them. And the reason for that is that, you know, it's much like me speed reading through the traditions. Mm-hmm. Does that help anybody? No, it doesn't. If we're just going to cherry pick which traditions we do, and we're only doing the ones that people, quote, understand, does that help anybody? Everybody pretty much gets what the seventh tradition is.
Yeah.
They may not pay much attention to it, but, you know, they pretty much get it. But how many people really know what the fourth one is? The first, the third, and the seventh, and the 12th are pretty much the ones everybody gets. So if we just do those, are we really doing a serve? I mean, it's not like what we say is actually fact in any sort of way. It's just
our
opinion.
Nothing we say is fact.
But
would you like to hear the
should we open
actual what? Tradition?
Sure.
The long form?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. This is actually quite short for the long form, but it says, each member of Alcoholics Anonymous, in this case, is but a small part of a great whole. AA must continue to live, or most of us will surely die. Hence, our common welfare comes first, but individual welfare follows close afterwards. There you go. That is the long form of step one.
That is the traditional one.
Pardon. Pedoni me.
Yeah.
I think, you know, and it's kind of funny when we talk about tradition one because it so is. I mean, it's all encapsulated there. You can read in the 12 and 12, and it speaks at length mm-hmm. about it. But the reality is what it says is so concise and to the point, especially in this tradition.
Yeah.
It basically just says the group continues or we die.
And that is absolutely true. And part of that for me also is about taking commitments at meetings and the importance of fulfilling your commitments and being there when you have a commitment at a meeting, because it's part of taking care of the group as a whole.
Right. It's not a one-man band.
Yeah.
And meetings that end up like that
mm-hmm.
run aground pretty quick.
I go to a meeting. My girlfriend has been secretary of it for 3.5 years.
That's 2.5 years too long.
And my schedule lately has been such that I haven't been able to go to it. And if I don't go to it, she doesn't go to it. And I had a friend of mine call me the other day who came by there to see us and say hello. And he said there were two people standing out front. And they sit around and talk for 15, 20 minutes and they all went home. And it's
was one of them the one that she appointed to be secretary when she's not there?
Yes, he was.
Then he should have opened the meeting. We've had meetings with three people.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But we've been there once in the last 6 weeks probably. And I told her it probably would have been a good idea to give that commitment up when there were 15 people in the room. Because it's a leader qualify type meeting, so you need to find leaders to bring in.
Yes.
To do, you know, and
I've led that meeting.
You have led that meeting. Shelley's led that meeting. Mm. And I've led that meeting ad nauseum.
I was going to say, a few times, I'll bet.
Yeah, and, you know, so it's like, I think it's really important that in order for the meeting to survive, you have to have people rotating in the commitment area. I think that's an important part of our fellowship.
We had a huge issue with that for a number of years in my home group CA meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Because CA was rather new near the beginning, and there was limited amount of, I mean, I remember when I think the treasurer only had to have 90 days or something. And the treasurers were disappearing every week with the money.
Every time we collected $30.
Yeah. And what happened was eventually as it became where, you know, a GSR, mm-hmm. 2 years, a secretary a year, and a treasurer a year. And there was only like two or three people with more than a year. So I'd be secretary, then treasurer, then GSR, then treasurer, then secretary, then GSR. I mean, for like about 7 or 8 years, I had a commitment at that meeting because there was no one else. And when I finally got rid of it, I didn't need to be one of those. This guy, Matt, nominates me to be coffee maker.
Perfect.
I'm like, are you effing kidding me? This is a newcomer commitment.
No, it's not.
No, it's not, because there are no jobs that belong to any
That's actually the most important commitment.
Yes. Without the coffee maker, crap.
Well, there are jobs.
Might as well go home.
Yeah, but there are jobs with particulars because, you know, you got to have 2 years to be a GSR. Well, supposedly.
Right.
When I started that meeting, I had 9 months. And,
Yeah, but that was time. That was time then.
No kidding.
That, you know, I mean, you know, CA was rather new then.
Yeah.
But you know what?
We've got 9 months time to start a meeting.
CA is now old enough that the chips they bought 30 years ago are almost ready to be used.
You know what, though?
There might be a few here and there.
You know what is missing in those chips?
What?
Because I looked.
Oh, what?
24. There is no 24-year chip in there.
Well,
there is tons of every other chip.
Yeah.
There's like 6 30-year chips. And I'm like,
that's because nobody
really?
Ever gets 30 years.
Well, Mark's only had a couple more years. He can use up one of them.
Yeah, I'm 18 months out.
Yeah.
Well, if you make
if
it that
I
far.
If I make it that far.
The jury's still out on you.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
I know. I care so much.
So if the group fails, we all fall. It's the Three Musketeers. Oh, yeah. All for one and one for all.
Yeah, that's what I said 5 minutes ago.
Did you say that?
Yes.
Yeah, all for one and all for me.
She's been stealing my thunder all night. Yeah. What the hell?
Yeah. You're
so, Shelley.
A mere crackle.
What would your final words on Tradition 1 be?
Actually, I don't know. Go to Mark. My brain just went into sleepy time mode.
Same final words I have, I think, for all the traditions. If you are a sponsor and you sponsor somebody, at least sit down and read the traditions with those people. Thank you.
There you go, Shelly.
Well, I don't know, because right now I have the Billy Joel song. I don't remember the name of the song, but the chorus goes, and we will all fall down together. Or we'll all go down together. Do you know which song that is?
Is that the oral sex song?
No.
You just gave me my final words.
Oh, okay.
Coming up here.
Whether we stand or fall, whether we stay sober or we get loaded, we got to do it together.
The traditions are like Pink Floyd.
What?
I'm just another brick in the wall.
That's true. That's good.
That was good.
So, Shelley.
I remember.
Oh.
Okay.
Benjamin Franklin. We must all hang together or surely we will
hang separately.
He put that on the internet.
I know. He did, like, last week.
Yeah.
Do you know that I do a perfect imitation of everyone born before recordings were made?
Yes, yeah, I'm sure you do.
We all do.
Everybody does. Prove me wrong.
I have a perfect accent in Latin.
Four whores and seven beers ago.
I know some Latin. Are you ready?
That's good.
Nobis nihil denim revert. That's it. Just doesn't matter. We got that when they put my fraternity on social probation. They said we couldn't have any more parties.
Was it the social probation or the double secret probation?
Well, no, this was social probation. Okay. Then we had a huge social probation party, and they invited us all to leave campus. And every fraternity went in and applied for off-campus housing. And the school immediately backed down because they were going to lose thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. Sweet.
Nil illegitimus carborundum est. Don't let the bastards grind you down.
Oh, and you know what?
What?
I had one. on the back of my chip from Las Encinas, which I cannot find, my Las Encinas chip.
Really?
And it says...
He's had that forever.
And it said,
he's going out. He's going out. He lost his Las Encinas
chip. It said on the back of it, I only know the English translation, but it said, not just to live, but to live well.
Ooh.
So, Shelley, who's our friend back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can find his Fiden publication online. You can... Wait, no, you can read his... Oh, crap. Now I've lost it. You can read his Fiden publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe and he will send it to you in the post. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your town.
Yay.
What if I have a sober living house or something?
Then you can get in touch with him. There's contact information right inside the cover, or maybe it's on like page 2 or 3. It depends on the issue, I think, because I've seen it in slightly different places. And you can contact him, and he will send you a few copies to pass out.
He'll even bring them out personally if you ask him to come speak at your meeting.
You can click on that link right off the recovery101.net page.
Yes.
And, you know, if you can't spell a 12-step gazette, and just click on it, and you'll go right there. Mark, we got people to listen to the show.
In droves.
Really in droves.
Yeah. We really appreciate it, folks.
All 9 of you.
Yeah. And however you listen to the show. However you listen to the show, we appreciate it. We do ask that you go to our site, recovery101.net, and click on a show from there. Even if you've already listened to the show, you don't necessarily have to listen to the show again. But you could go up and you can like it. You can go to permalink and you can leave comments and you can follow and you can add us to your playlists. And all those things do remarkable manipulation to our numbers.
Awesome. If you are Facebook friendly, you can like the Recovery Radio Show page by just searching for Recovery 101 Radio Show. If you want to be more anonymous online, you can join the Recovery 101 group. And if you ask to be a member, we will surely let you. You can hang out and chat with the people you hear about on the show, our number one Fran and Robert and Bill and Donald and whoever else.
And if you want to be really anonymous, you can do what I do.
Not be on Facebook. We've got a email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can join the crack recovery staff at the crack recovery staff. The crack advertising staff.
Because we're the crack recovery staff.
Yeah, we are the crack recovery. You know what's sad?
What?
I never smoked crack. Not even once.
I smoked Freebase.
Clearly, yeah, you're not done.
They didn't have it.
No,
it
was, didn't.
You had to be Chef Boyardee. Yeah. We've also got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We surely ever. Do not. Shelley, who's the lead on music by?
I don't know. Pick one.
8 days clean.
Okie dokie.
Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
sun is gonna ride the lonesome highway till his pain's gone. Then he'll pick up his favorite bottle. He's gonna filter through his favorite spoon. He's gonna have a private conversation with God real soon.
Conversation with you.